I wonder if Hester tried to say no. She's kind of quiet. We would get along. I can see us living in the woods, her wearing that A, me with an S, maybe. S for silent, for stupid, for scared. S for silly, for shame. So the code-breaking part was fun for the first lesson, but a little of it goes a long way. Hairwoman is hammering it to death. Hairwoman. The description of the house with bits of glass embedded in the walls, what does it mean? Utter silence from the class. A fly left over from fall buzzes against the cold window. A locker slams in the hall. Hairwoman answers her own question. Think of what that would look like. A wall with glass embedded in it. It would reflect? Sparkle? Shine on sunny days, maybe. Come on, people, I shouldn't have to do this by myself. Glass in the wall. We use that on top of prison walls nowadays. Hawthorne is showing us that the house is a prison, or a dangerous place, maybe. It is hurtful. Now, I asked you to find some examples of the use of color. Who can list a few pages where color is described? The fly buzzes a farewell buzz and dies. Rachel / Rochelle, my ex-best friend. Who cares what the color means? How do you know what he meant to say? I mean, did he leave another book called Symbolism in My Books? If he didn't, then you could just be making all of this.